Thursday, October the 28th, 10:20 Keshwan 5771. Day 5 before Shabbat, Parashat Chayei Sarah's lifetime. Matthew 19.
Marriage and divorce.
It happened when Yeshua had finished these words, he departed from Galilee, and came into the borders of Judea beyond the Jordan. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Pharisees came to him, testing him, and saying, "Is it legal for a man to divorce his wife for any reason?" He answered, "Haven't you read that he made them from the beginning, made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall join to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore Elohim has joined together, don't let man tear apart.'" They asked him, "Why then did Moses command us to give her a bill of divorce, and divorce her?" He said to them, "Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it has not been so. I tell you that whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery, and he who marries her when she is divorced commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If this is the case of the man with his wife, it is not expedient to marry."
Yeshua teaches on celibacy.
But he said to them, "Not all men can receive this saying, but those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He who is able to receive it, let him receive it."
Yeshua blesses little children.
Then little children were brought to him, that he should lay his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Yeshua said, "Allow the little children, and don't forbid them to come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to ones like these." He laid his hands on them, and departed from there.
Yeshua counsels the rich young ruler.
Behold, one came to him and said, "Good Rabbi, what good thing shall I do, that I may have eternal life?" He said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is, Elohim. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which ones?" Yeshua said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not offer false testimony. Honor your father and mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these things I have observed from my youth. What do I still lack?" Yeshua said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But when the young man heard the saying, he went away sad, for he was one who had great possessions.
With Elohim all things are possible.
Yeshua said to his disciples, "Most certainly I say to you, a rich man will enter into the kingdom of heaven with difficulty. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Elohim." When the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" Looking at them, Yeshua said, "With men this is impossible, but with Elohim all things are possible." Then Peter answered, "Behold, we have left everything, and followed you. What then will we have?" Yeshua said to them, "Most certainly I tell you that you who have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man will sit on the throne of his glory, you also will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, will receive 100 times, and will inherit eternal life. But many will be last who are first, and first who are last." Matthew 20.
The parable of the workers in the vineyard.
For the kingdom of heaven is like a man who was the master of a household, who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. He went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. To them he said, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. About the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle. He said to them, "Why do you stand here all day idle?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and you will receive whatever is right." When evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning from the last to the first." When those who were hired at about the 11th hour came, they each received a denarius. When the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise each received a denarius. When they received it, they murmured against the master of the household, saying, "These last have spent 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he answered one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Didn't you agree with me for a denarius? Take that which is yours, and go your way. It is my desire to give to this last just as much as to you. Isn't it legal for me to do what I want to with what I own? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen."
Yeshua a third time predicts his death and resurrection.
As Yeshua was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way he said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes. And they will condemn him to death, and will hand him over to the Gentiles to mock, to scourge, and to crucify, and the third day he will be raised up."
Greatness is serving.
Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, kneeling and asking a certain thing of him. He said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Command that these, my two sons, may sit, one in your right hand, and one in your left hand, in your kingdom." But Yeshua answered, "You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink, and be immersed with the immersion that I am immersed with?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup, and be immersed with the immersion that I am immersed with, but to sit in my right hand and in my left hand is not mine to give, but it is for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard it, they were indignant with the two brothers. But Yeshua summoned them, and said, "You know that the rulers of the nations are masters over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. Whoever desires to be first among you shall be your bondservant, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
Two blind men receive their sight.
As they went out from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. Behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Yeshua was passing by, cried out to Adonai, "Have mercy on us, you son of David." The multitude rebuked them, telling them that they should be quiet, but they cried out even more, "Adonai, have mercy on us, you son of David." Yeshua stood still, and called them, and asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" They told him, "Adonai, that our eyes may be opened." Yeshua, being moved with compassion, touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received their sight, and they followed him. Matthew 21.
The triumphal entry.
When they drew near to Jerusalem, and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Yeshua sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village that is opposite you, and immediately you will find the donkey tied, and the colt with her. Untie them, and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'Adonai needs them,' and immediately he will send them." All this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes to you, humble, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went, and did just as Yeshua commanded them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their clothes on them, and he sat on them. A very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut branches from the trees, and spread them on the road. The multitudes who went before him, and who followed kept shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Adonai. Hosanna in the highest." When he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" The multitudes said, "This is the prophet, Yeshua, from Nazareth of Galilee."
Yeshua cleanses the temple.
Yeshua entered into the temple of Elohim, and drove out all of those who sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the money changers' tables and the seats of those who sold the doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children who were crying in the temple and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant, and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Yeshua said to them, "Yes. Did you never read, 'Out of the mouth of babes and nursing babies you have perfected praise?'" He left them, and went out of the city to Bethany, and lodged there.
The fig tree withered.
Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it, and found nothing on it but leaves. He said to it, "Let there be no fruit from you forever." Immediately the fig tree withered away.
The lesson of the withered fig tree.
When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree immediately wither away?" Yeshua answered them, "Most certainly I tell you, if you have faith, and don't doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you told this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' it would be done. All things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive."
Yeshua's authority questioned.
When they had come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching, and said, "By what authority do you do these things? Who gave you this authority?" Yeshua answered them, "I also will ask you one question, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The immersion of John, where was it from? From heaven or from men?" They reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we say, 'From heaven,' he will ask us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say, 'From men,' we fear the multitude, for all hold John as a prophet." They answered Yeshua, and said, "We don't know." He also said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things."
The parable of the two sons.
But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first, and said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." He answered, "I will not," but afterward he changed his mind, and went. He came to the second, and said the same thing. He answered, "I go, sir," but he didn't go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said to him, "The first." Yeshua said to them, "Most certainly I tell you that the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering into the kingdom of Elohim before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you didn't believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. When you saw it, you didn't even repent afterward, that you might believe him."
The parable of the wicked vine dressers.
Hear another parable. There was a man who was a master of a household, who planted a vineyard, set a hedge about it, dug a wine press in it, built a tower, leased it out to farmers, and went into another country. When the season for the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the farmers, to receive his fruit. The farmers took his servants, beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they treated them the same way. But afterward he sent to them his son, saying, "They will respect my son." But the farmers, when they saw the son, said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and seize his inheritance." So they took him, and threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those farmers? They told him, "He will miserably destroy those miserable men, and will lease out the vineyard to other farmers, who will give him the fruit in its season." Yeshua said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner. This was from wood on high, it is marvelous in our eyes'? Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of Elohim will be taken away from you, and will be given to a nation bringing forth its fruit. He who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, but on whomever it will fall, it will scatter him as dust." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke about them. When they sought to seize him, they feared the multitudes, because they considered him to be a prophet. Matthew 22.
The parable of the wedding feast.
Yeshua answered and spoke again in parables to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king, who made a marriage feast for his son, and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the marriage feast, but they would not come. Again he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My cattle and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the marriage feast. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his merchandise, and the rest grabbed his servants, and treated them shamefully, and killed them. When the king heard that, he was angry, and sent his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, "The wedding is ready, but those who were invited weren't worthy. Go therefore to the intersections of the highways, and as many as you may find, invite to the marriage feast." Those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good. The wedding was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man who didn't have any wedding clothing, and he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here not wearing wedding clothing?" He was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and throw him into the outer darkness. There is where the weeping and grinding of teeth will be. For many are called, but few chosen."
The Pharisees, "Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar?"
Then the Pharisees went and took counsel how they might entrap him in his talk. They sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Rabbi, we know that you are honest, and teach the way of Elohim in truth, no matter whom you teach, for you are impartial to anyone. Tell us therefore, what do you think? Is it legal to pay taxes to Caesar, or not?" But Yeshua perceived their wickedness, and said, "Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money." They brought to him a denarius. He asked them, "Whose is this image and inscription?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to Elohim the things that are Elohim's." When they heard it, they marveled, and left him, and went away.
The Sadducees, "What about the resurrection?"
On that day Sadducees, those who say that there is no resurrection, came to him. They asked him, saying, "Rabbi, Moses said, if a man dies, having no children, his brother shall marry his wife, and raise up seed for his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers. The first married and died, and having no seed left his wife to his brother. In the same way, the second also, and the third, to the seventh. After them all, the woman died. In the resurrection therefore, whose wife will she be of the seven?" For they all had her. But Yeshua answered them, "You were mistaken, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Elohim. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are like Elohim's angels in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, haven't you read that which was spoken to you by Elohim, saying, 'I am the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob'? Elohim is not the Elohim of the dead, but of the living." When the multitudes heard it, they were astonished at his teaching.
The scribes, "Which is the first commandment of all?"
But the Pharisees, when they heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, gathered themselves together. One of them, a Torah scholar, asked him a question, testing him. "Rabbi, which is the greatest commandment in the Torah, teaching and instruction?" Yeshua said to him, "You shall love Adonai your Elohim with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. A second likewise is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The whole Torah and the prophets depend on these two commandments.
Yeshua, "How can David call his descendant master?"
Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Yeshua asked them a question, saying, "What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "Of David." He said to them, "How then does David in the spirit call him Adonai, saying, 'Adonai said to my Adonai, sit in my right hand, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet?' If then David calls him Adonai, how is he his son?" No one was able to answer him a word, neither did any man dare ask him any more questions from that day forth. Matthew 23.
Woe to the scribes and Pharisees!
Then Yeshua spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sat in Moses' seat. All things therefore whatever they tell you to observe, observe and do, but don't do their works, for they say, and don't do. For they bind heavy burdens that are grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not lift a finger to help them. But all their works they do to be seen by men." They make their tefillin broad, enlarge the fringe of their garments, and love the place of honor at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, the salutations in the marketplaces, and to be called rabbi, rabbi by men. But don't you be called rabbi, for one is your rabbi, the Messiah, and all of you are brothers. Call no man on the earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. Neither be called masters, for one is your master, the Messiah. But he who is greatest among you will be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you devour widows' houses, and as a pretense you make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you don't enter in yourselves, neither do you allow those who are entering in to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you travel around by sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much of a son of Gehinnom as yourselves. Woe to you, you blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obligated. You blind fools! For which is greater, the gold, or the temple that sanctifies the gold? Whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is in it, he is obligated? You blind fools! For which is greater, the gift, or the altar that sanctifies the gift? He therefore who swears by the altar, swears by it, and by everything in it. He who swears by the temple, swears by it, and by him who is living in it. He who swears by heaven, swears by the throne of Elohim, and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have left undone the weightier matters of the Torah, justice, mercy, and faith. But you ought to have done these, and not to have left the other undone. You blind guides, who strain out a gnat, and swallow a camel! Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and unrighteousness. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and of the platter, that its outside may become clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitened tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but inwardly are full of dead men's bones, and of all uncleanness. Even so you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you build the tombs of the prophets, and decorate the tombs of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we wouldn't have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore you testify to yourselves that you were children of those who killed the prophets. Fill up, then, the measure of your fathers. You serpents, you offspring of vipers, how will you escape the judgment of Gehinnom? Therefore, behold, I send to you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues, and persecute from city to city, that anew may come all the righteous bloodshed on the earth. From the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah son of Berechiah, whom you kill between the sanctuary and the altar. Most certainly I tell you, all these things will come upon this generation.
Yeshua laments over Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets, and stones those who are sent to her. How often I would have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me from now on, until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of Adonai. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah! HNV version, in the public domain.